they'll help them with COVID relief.
That's
now
good news.
There are some issues because some people say that the Black Stars do not deserve this money because it is the job of the government to take care of the Black Stars.
So
is the money going to be given to the Black Stars or not? That plus other things that sure. will happen from now until two. Thank you, Charles, for the business.
Great.
Yes, the sport will be on after this batch of commercials and a batch of announcements.
As we continue to fight COVID-19 together, Ecobank offers you several ways to stay home, stay safe, and take control of your finances. Use Ecobank Mobile whenever, wherever, with or without an Ecobank account to send money through SMS and email. Also buy airtime, pay bills, and much more from the comfort of your home. For high-value transactions, use our internet banking services. Ecobank QR code enables you to make cashless digital payments when paying for goods and services. Download the Ecobank Mobile today from the Google Play Store, App Store, or from our Facebook page. Additionally, dial the short code *770# from any phone and start transacting. Ecobank cares. Remember to observe social distancing, wash your hands frequently, and don't touch your face. For further assistance, kindly call Ecobank Contact Center on 3225 anytime, any day, toll free. Stay home, stay safe. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
From now till two, this is the Joy Sports Track. And I said on the Joy Sports Track today, a couple of discussions, but please allow me to give you the following announcement. And then when I come back, we begin the talk.
May I please have your attention for the following announcement. Abusiapeni Ishmael Mensah Tando of Royal Kona Ibrazi Abusia of Tamasase, Cape Coast. The Most Reverend Titus Fifi Awochiprat, Presiding Bishop of the Methodist Church of Ghana. Nana Ifri Fayamwa, Jukwahing Ekogate, announced the home call of their beloved Mr. Raphael Kweku Atta Okran, a.k.a. Cosmos. He died age 91. Funeral arrangements are as follows. Burial service takes place on the 25th of July 2020 at Mary Queen of Peace Catholic Church, 4th Ridge, Cape Coast. Pre-burial filing past takes place from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Burial mass takes place at 9 a.m. Interment, Cape Coast, Asociano Cemetery. There will be no family gathering on Sunday. Widow, Mrs. Sophia Abba Okran. Children, Dr. Richard Okran. Mrs. Mary Chloe Afeba Bando. Mr. Cosmos Nana Atta Okran. Mrs. Eurydice Amwakwa Iya. Mrs. Zella Instifua Okran Kokroko. Attire for Saturday is black and white. Live on Facebook at In Loving Memory of Mr. Cosmos Okran. That's all for the announcements.
we are live. Thank you very much for joining us on the Joy Sports Track. Hello, I'm Gary Al Smith. And this week on the agenda, before I come to that agenda, let's look at what is trending. Now, in the last 30 minutes to an hour, actually an hour is more accurate, there has been news that there will be no Ballon d'Or 2020 this year. You can find that story on myjoyonline.com. But essentially, the organizers, France Football, are saying that, you know, there will be no awards due to exceptional circumstances. Their words, not mine. And that has to do with the COVID-19 pandemic and what it has had to do to the football season. Now, this is the first year since 1956 that France Football would not hand out the prestigious individual award. Don't forget that Leo Messi won last year to pick up his sixth Ballon d'Or overall, with Cristiano Ronaldo a five-time winner as well. And only Luka Modric broke this 12-year duopoly when winning in 2018. So France's Ligue 1 was the most high-profile division in Europe to cancel the remainder of its campaign due to COVID-19, with the Premier League, Serie A, Bundesliga and La Liga all resuming after a three-month break. So that is one of the top stories from around the world. Also, in studio with me is Muftau Nabila. Muftau, thank you for your time.
A pleasure to be here, Gary.
Yes, just as I'm writing up what is trending, anything else I should remember about, you know, the world of sport? Anything else trending today?
Maybe apart from the COVID-19 relief thing.
Apart from that, no, for today.
Yeah, apart from that.
Nothing much. Okay, so France Football cancelling the Ballon d'Or. I mean, there's lots of commentary on that on social media. Some believe that, yes, indeed, even if France cancelled their league, it is more likely that the Ballon d'Or winner will come from Spain this year or Germany this
People
year.
Actually believe it was going to come from outside the French league.
Yes, outside the French league. So they should have gone for it to do it. I mean, somebody even sarcastically said that even in Ghana, all the awards have been done virtually. You know, so why can't France
football? So we are setting the pace.
We are setting the pace. You know, but anyway, that's their decision, and you can get more on myjoyonline.com. Today, though, that is not our focus for discussion. If you look at the international wires, Ghana's decision by its football association to distribute COVID-19 relief monies in a certain way is trending around Africa. Now, the GFA has said that the FIFA and the CAF COVID relief fund to be disbursed to member associations is meant to bring football back. Prosper Harrison Ado was in our studios on Saturday, and he said the association will disperse the money to stakeholders in accordance with directives from World Football's governing body. Now, as you may know, FIFA said and gave specific directions for the disbursement of the funds, but not everybody agrees, and that's what we'll be talking about today. High on the agenda is the fact that the GFA is allocating money to the national teams. Those against it believe that the national teams are taken care of by the Ministry of Youth and Sport. And so, why does the GFA have to do that? First, though, let's hear from Prosper Harrison Ado, General Secretary.
If you go to the website of the Ghana Football Association,
sure,
the document put there has two pages.
Sure.
If you go to the document sent to the members, it has two pages. It is the second page that you have the disbursement.
Sure.
On page one, we took pains to explain on that same document, page one, before you see the disbursement, that the disbursement you see for national team is for camping for the national teams and overhead costs of the national teams that the GFA takes care of. We have not said, and it's not been said anywhere, that we are going to pay the coach of the national team. Indeed, the coach of the national team, 17,000 will not do. Indeed, for one match, 17,000 will not do, because how much is players' bonus? So we are not catering for the national team, or we are not purporting to say that we finance the national team. The national teams are funded.
So it is right.
Come to,
so it is right to describe these funds as what? As token amounts or what?
I will not put it that way.
Okay.
I don't want to.
They are not token. They are huge
to be taken out of context.
Prosper Harrison Ado speaking there, giving us an idea of what, you know, those who are against it are saying. So, in summary, while some club owners say the money is not enough and should be disbursed to them and them only, others see no justification in allocating a percentage of the relief to other entities within the football fraternity or the football family. One of those who is not too understanding of the current arrangement is Patrick Akoto, who speaks for Medeama Sporting Club.
In Nigeria, where the NFF pays for the salaries of coaches, it stands to reason that the Nigerian Football Association can decide to use some part of the funds for national teams. But that is the same situation we have in Ghana. So you need to balance the scale. When we say we are mitigating, what are we mitigating? How are we mitigating the Black Stars, for instance, who are taking $17,000? We have been told that the state is the principal custodian of the national teams. That's the bottom line. The state of Ghana, unless the Ghana Football Association can say that there are other overhead costs that they bore that do not transcend into government.
Patrick Akoto speaking there. So, what is this money and how much is it, you may be asking? Well, FIFA and CAF recently announced that they were going to disburse a total of $1.8 million to members. And that total amount is an amalgamation of the, that's $1 million in FIFA COVID relief fund money, and then $500,000 for FIFA women's football relief, and $300 from CAF. So, $300,000. So let me go over again. $1 million from FIFA as a COVID relief fund, $500,000 for FIFA women's relief, and $300,000 from CAF. So this is the crux of the matter. Our last major show was the Joy Sports Link, and this is where we had Patrick Akoto speak and Prosper Harrison, Ado speak as well. Somebody who seemed to agree with the position of the FA is Aminu Shadu, and he we hear from now.
If we are going to go by the FIFA directive that this money should go to the benefit of the wider football fraternity, I think the FA has done his bit in trying to ensure that at least this money, these limited resources, reach as many stakeholders as possible. And especially when you look at women football, I mean, this is the time to be in women football, honestly. I wish I was part of women football. The kind of allocation that they are getting is mind-boggling. Don't remember that they've already secured a package with the YEA.
From the YEA.
Which is
where each player will get 500 yes. Ghana cedis a month.
FIFA, in this you know, vision of pushing women football further, has also made allocation of $500,000 purposely for women football. I would have loved that FIFA probably would do same for maybe Premier League football or men's football, maybe okay. First and second, but it tells you how FIFA is prioritizing women football. And so for me, my personal view is that I don't have any major issues at all.
Alright, so that's what our discussion will be like today. 23 minutes gone in our studio. If you want to comment, please do. 0244340437. You think that the GFA should give monies to the national teams, the Black Stars and others? Or they should leave that to the government? 0244340437. Also, that breaking news story about no Ballon d'Or for 2020 due to France football cancelling it as a result of the break enforced by COVID-19. Let's know what you think. I have comments coming in and we'll do justice to all of them.
Joy
99.7 FM. Hi. Yeah, so Kwabna Sapon says, this is a great decision. It wouldn't have favored Mbappe, Neymar and co. in the French league, and they are a major league as well. If one major league is affected, everybody else must allow the Ballon d'Or to be cancelled. Kwabna Sapon says, well, because Messi has had a bad season, so they have decided to cancel it. This is a great decision. To which Maxwell Hoodie replies and says, Messi is not having a bad season. Barcelona has had a bad season. Know the difference. Last year, Barca had a bad season, but Messi was king. This year, they've had a bad season, and he still is king also. So that argument will keep going on and on and on. But Muftau, let's come back to local matters, which affect us here directly. First of all, we know that, or I'd rather have you say, the money, the $1.8 million from the various football federations, governing bodies, has it actually arrived?
Not yet.
So why are the GFA disbursing?
No, but you need to have a plan.
So what they're announcing is a plan of disbursement.
It's a plan of disbursement.
It is not that the money is affected.
The money is not in yet.
Okay.
They've planned that when the money comes, this is how we intend to share it.
Okay.
So members who feel that the money is aimed and they've started sharing, not yet. The money.
So straight away,
yes.
These conversations we are having are good because it may allow the GFA to review the feedback.
But okay. I actually even think before the executive council sat down to put together these disbursements or the plan of how they want to share the money,
yeah,
I actually think that they should have first of all engaged the stakeholders,
mm-hmm,
before they decide that this is how much we want to give out.
Okay.
Because if you look at the research done by FIFA, it is the members of the various member associations of FIFA,
yeah,
who are suffering. And yeah, who are the members?
The clubs.
It's the clubs. So if the clubs are those who are suffering in these difficult times, then FIFA says that we have a fund of $1 million that we are going to give to you to relieve that difficulty you've encountered. So personally, what I think is that if FIFA was giving them, say, $1 million, and let's add the $500,000 that's going to come in for women's football,
yeah,
then CAF says we are giving you $300,000. That gives us $1.8 million.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have a total of $1.8 million that we want to give to our members, we are not just looking at the clubs alone as the members. Let's not forget, beach soccer are also members of the FA.
Yeah.
The security institutions are CESA. They are also members of the Ghana Football Association. So all these people stand to benefit. But the key membership of the Ghana Football Association and those who drive the business of the Ghana Football Association is the clubs. The clubs make up the Ghana Football Association, and it is their competitions. They play week in and out for people to know that the Ghana Football Association exists. Mm-hmm. So if you have such money to distribute, I personally think that the GFA should have maybe decided we are going to give us some percentage quantums to these members.
Yeah.
So we can go like say, okay, we are going to give out a 70% of the total fund. Let's say we are giving that to the Premier League and Division 1 clubs.
Okay.
Because it is their products or their competition that drives the Ghana Football Association.
Exactly.
So 70% of the $1.8 million, we are going to give it to a Premier League and a Division 1 clubs. And then the remaining 30%, we're going to give it to the other members.
Yeah.
I don't think that the Ghana Football Association or let's say the Premier League clubs, the Division 1 clubs, would have had issues.
Okay.
If the money meant for women's football to comes in, then we use that to satisfy what is meant for women's football.
All right, Muftar, that's your initial salvo. Let me introduce the guys as well who are joining us via Zoom. Hi, guys. Benedict and Eriku, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, that is wonderful. Benedict, can you hear me? Hello, Benedict. Okay, I think he has joined, but he may be off momentarily. So who you heard was Oreku Ampofo. Oreku, you heard Muftau speak. What is your initial thought on this?
I did not really hear Muftau speak. I think my last step was on Zoom, but if I may presume, you're talking about the COVID fund.
Yeah, sure. And Muftau essentially says that, I mean, he's happy that the GFA have announced their plans. I mean, it's good for, you know, good governance, transparency and all that. But he would have thought and wanted a stakeholder engagement so that the stakeholders will now not be coming on radio to say that we don't want this, we don't like this. They should have done all that backdoor, you know, before announcing the decision, and then we move on from there.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. You do want transparency, but in this case, you're getting the transparency, but what you do have now is that you've opened it up for discussion, and we've been seeing in the past few days, it's arguments and arguments upon arguments upon who deserves more and who doesn't deserve more. Now, it's always a big debate, especially when you do refer to economics in terms of the big pie and who should be getting what and what amount should a person be getting. I think that's a debate that will probably never end because everyone will probably make a fair, argument as to why they do deserve a larger share of the pie. But at the end of the day, I think that was one of the things that it was very, very clear in Kett's manifesto, and that's being transparent. And since it's money coming from outside, it is fair for the people out there to also know that this is what it's going to be used for. So it's a good idea, but I do understand where Muftatu is coming from, that maybe it should have been settled back door between the administrators so that they have a clear idea of what they are getting. So when the news comes out, we wouldn't be seeing all of these back and forth and all that.
Okay, so we've heard that the major complaint is from the clubs who believe that the national teams should not be given some of the pieces of this pie, as you put it. You think so too? That, I mean, the government always likes to tell us at any given opportunity through the sports ministry that the national teams belong, you know, in quote unquote, to them. They take care of the national teams. And so, yeah, should we leave it at that? Or should the GFA also give some of the monies to these national teams?
I think that, yeah, the national team, they're a component of Ghana football and probably the face of Ghana football. They've contributed their quota in, I would say, putting Ghana on the map. But in terms of who needs the money at the moment, remember, the money is not sent to reward who has done well in Ghana history or who has contributed the most in Ghana football. It's a fund that's supposed to help, you know, people in need. Now, the big question is that, to what extent has the national team been affected by this pandemic? I wouldn't say so much, because on a normal day, they would be still playing for their clubs. And they would have, in retrospect, they've only just missed a couple of qualifiers that they were supposed to play. Now, that bared no cost. To some extent, you can actually say that the nation gained some profit from not playing in those matches, because that means that their flights would have been taken care of, their winning bonuses if they won, and the accommodation and all that. So they didn't actually invest in that. So I would say that, yeah, the national team have not really lost any amount of money. And for a fund coming in to try and help sustain these various stakeholders, then I don't think that the national team really do deserve something that big, maybe something little. But the real focus should be on these clubs who run their day-to-day business and unfortunately cannot do that because of this COVID that has been around. And now they're not able to foster these funds that they were getting from their day-to-day business. So, yeah, these clubs probably should be getting way more than the national team. Maybe the national team do not even deserve anything at all, because they're all outside playing for their clubs and making their money as well. So maybe it's a really tricky one.
Okay, right. So we're still here on the Joy Sports track. Gary L. Smith, we have 28 minutes to go, 32 minutes done. We've laid the foundation and the framework for today's show, starting with the breaking news stories from around the world. There'll be no Ballon d'Or this year because of coronavirus. We've asked you to comment some coming in. I'll read some of your comments as well. I'm seeing some comments on WhatsApp, 0244340437. But our bigger issue today is that FIFA, CAF, have all given monies totaling $1.8 million to federations around the world, and the GFA will also get $1.8 million. But ahead of that, they have put out a schedule and a distribution plan, which includes for the national teams as well. The clubs are saying that the national teams do not need to be given some of these monies, and that they, the clubs, power the performance. In studio with me, Muftar Nabila, Mario Kwampofo, you just heard via Zoom. Also in studio with me, George Addo Jr. Hello, George.
I think
how are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I'm just doing the introductions. Also having Benedict joining us via Zoom.
Ben, okay.
Hi, Ben.
Yeah, Gary.
Good. So we have two panelists in studio and two via Zoom. We've done a recall on Zoom, so let me come to you, George. You have not missed much. Just want your views on what some of these clubs are saying. Do they have a point?
Before we do that,
yeah.
I had a reaction to the Ballon d'Or, though.
We'll come to the Ballon d'Or.
Okay, anyway, good.
The Ballon d'Or is not as important as the FIFA COVID relief fund. For us. I mean, the Ballon d'Or is their thing. It is not our thing.
And then they are all trying to do...
You get my
casting
point.
Of awards, including Ghana. Anyway, okay, let's talk about Ghana.
Yeah,
let's do the Ghana one. This is, I think the clubs still need to do a bit of reading.
Oh, they need to do a bit of reading.
Let me finish.
Oh,
yeah, because I've heard some of the administrators,
yeah,
and they have gone a bit over the bar in trying to make it look like the monies were just meant for only clubs.
Okay.
So they would have to also try and educate themselves on the members of the Ghana Football Association.
Who the members are.
Who the members are.
Yeah.
And where there were specific allocations made to like the women's football, mm-hmm. they can still stand out and say, this is the amount of money directly. We know FIFA says give us and we must get it. That's fine. But I think that the second part is that the Ghana Football Association would need to break down this breakdown and give us a better appreciation of what's happening, because there are too many issues that are unclear, and that's why the clubs are worried. I mean, with some of the items that they have put out there in terms of the disbursement. So, for instance, they'll have to convince us why the Black Stars deserve $17,000 of this monies. I've heard a case that sometimes the Ghana Football Association would have to put in money, but I know whatever money they put in, they will still be reimbursed by the government.
Yeah.
I've also heard arguments on the side that, there are other issues that need to be sorted out, by the Black Stars, things that need to be sorted out. But I'm saying that no matter how you look at it, we are talking about a COVID relief fund. It is not supposed to be monies that we are giving to everybody to sort you out for the rest of life. No, it is just for the COVID period. So I understand the clubs in saying that you must understand our plight during this time and not begin to set monies aside for longer projects, or now it is the opportunity for you to start looking into all your manifesto promises and see where you can put all of that. That's not what they're... So the clubs expect that they will be sorted out heavily.
Yeah.
And that's why things like media capacity and
but
all of that...
Obviously, but you don't agree.
I don't agree.
All right.
But I'm trying to give the FA the benefit of the doubt and saying that, can you come back again and explain or break down what you're giving us so that all those concerned
this actually brings me to the point of engaging the stakeholders
before
coming out publicly to tell us your plans.
Yeah.
And there's one interesting thing about the leadership of the executive council. You represent constituencies.
Mm.
Before you go for the meetings, what sort of discussions did you have with the people you represent at the executive council before arriving at the decision?
Yeah.
We all know there was a finance committee that was put up to advise the FA on how to disburse it. But before they also tabled to the executive council, who accepted that this is how we should go?
Mm-hmm.
What were the discussions they had with their members? If they discussed with their members that this is how much we want to give to you, I'm not sure these conversations on radio and television would have happened.
Okay, so you have made that point. Let's move the discussion for a judge. We've also heard of you, Benedict. I know that you, in particular, feel quite strongly about some of the allocations that were made. I mean, in principle, you are happy that they've made the plan open and transparent for all. But some of the line items give you cause for worry?
I think in principle, there is absolutely nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come to some of the items, but
sure.
In principle, there is nothing wrong with the FA allocating some of the money to the national teams. And I'm going to explain. So people that may disagree will not get me wrong. What I mean is that if you look at the release from FIFA, it didn't state that the money should be given to clubs. I hope you understand.
Got it.
So, in principle, are you listening?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
We got you. We got you clearly.
So in principle, if the FA decides to give some of the money to allocate some of the money to the various national teams, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, because when the money was given, or the money is not yet in, but I mean, per the release from FIFA, it didn't state that we are giving you $1 million. Go and give it to the Premier Division, the 18 Premier League clubs and the 48 division clubs. The $500,000 was stated that this is for women's football, and that must go into women's football. So there is nothing the FA can do about that. But with the $1 million, they didn't state, or they didn't say that it should be given to clubs or national teams or so and so, but they mentioned that operational costs and other activities of the football association. And of course, we all admit that, yes, the clubs are members of the FA and they make the FA. And for that matter, some of the money should go to them. That is a basic point that we all have to, you know, establish and understand. But what I want and I would have loved for the FA to have done was, yes, we all understand that FIFA's communication didn't say put the money into this specifically. But at this point, do we have to allocate money to the various national teams? Because this, we are talking about COVID. Yes, COVID time, and also look ahead to the start of football. But now the FA recently went, they had a meeting, the executive council meeting, and out of that meeting, they mentioned where they were, the Congress was going to be on August 27. And apart from the Congress, they were looking at starting the Ghana Premier League somewhere in October. Now, the question is, we know that we are going to start the Ghana Premier League, all things being equal. If we get clearance from government and everything is okay to go and start, we know the league will come back in October. Do we know when national team football is returning? Do we know when under 17, that some of the monies are, that have been located to under 17, when they are starting a campaign, when their competitions are starting? Do we know that of the under 20? Do we know that of the other teams? Even with the Black Stars, we've heard, it's not even concrete that somewhere in September or even October, they will start the qualifiers. You understand? So based on that, why not put chunk of the money into the one that you have stated and you are planning towards? That is the league resuming on October 7 or whichever date in October. But rather, you put somewhere we don't know when their competitions are going to start. And also the point about the government and the FA. Yes, I know very well that there are sometimes, or most of the times, the FA also do spend money on the national teams, and some of the monies are not paid. And those things, you know, we don't have to be alien to the fact that there are times that they spend money on the Black Stars, they spend money on the other national teams, and they go to the ministry and the money is hanging. Up till now, people are still chasing monies meant for the junior teams, being bonuses and, you know, camping and all that. I mean, when they go to Pram, when they stay there, yes, they will say, okay, the team came to Pram, stayed there for so and so number of days, government is supposed to pay. And when the money is not coming, where are they going to take the money from? They will take the money from the FA, you understand? Because they cannot leave the players in Pram and not feed them and say, we are waiting for government to bring money. So I think that on the basis, if these monies that they've allocated to the national teams are monies that, okay, we are spending the monies on the various national teams and later will be reimbursed by government, fair enough. But to say that these are monies for the national team, that's where I find it a bit problematic. But, I mean, for me, in principle, there is nothing wrong, but they just have to look at the priority. They just have to prioritize.
All right. So for listeners, we've got our different, our camps are well set in the studio and on Zoom right now. I mean, there are those who, of course, we all around the table applaud the FA because, you know, this is a departure from what we've known in years gone by. We would have just been here and an announcement would have been made. We have done it. That is what it is, and it is done. But they have, so we should give them props for that. But clearly, some of us here do not agree to how it is being done. Benedict, I want you to come to some of the line items as well. You know, just as a purpose of education of our listeners, some of the things that have been stated that you don't agree with, quite apart from the national team. So stay with us on that. George, you have heard from Benedict, who is a bit at variance with what you were saying. You were saying that the clubs should read up and know that the monies are not just for them.
Yes.
And so they should understand why it is going this way. Benedict is saying that, yes, even if they read up, our priorities are such that giving monies to other members of the football family makes sense.
Yes.
But we don't need to do it.
Is that actually, I was on the same wavelength with Benedict. In the fact that people needed to read and understand, for instance, in principle, that giving monies to the national team may not necessarily be a problem. But for me, what the issue is, how the Ghana Football Association has gone about sharing.
Hold on, it is best, guys. Oroku and Benedict, I think one of you is we're getting feedback. A bit of feedback. Yes, so please check if you have to mute, if you have a radio near you or something. Okay, George, go. Let's try again.
It's good now. Okay.
Yes, it is.
So I wasn't far away from what Benedict was saying.
Yeah.
I was saying that it is just normal that the clubs feel that they must be the first group of people that should be given the attention, like the core group that the money should come to, because they would say they have been feeling the COVID seriously. All the effects of the COVID is right there, been with them. So they have been suffering. They have had to pay players. And in any case, I ask the question, where do the players from the national team come from?
They come from the clubs.
They come from the clubs. That's the point. Even if you widen this,
unfortunately, apart from the senior level, they don't come from the clubs.
No, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So even if you widen this net to a big extent, FIFA is talking about its member associations. The national team players we are talking about find themselves in other leagues that are under FIFA. True or false?
Yeah.
So somehow they may get some of the wonderful effects of the grants that will go to the likes of Spain and England and all the other Scandinavian countries where we all know they are members of FIFA. So what the clubs are saying is, can you concentrate on what we have got here? How did COVID affect your national teams? And you can go down, do under 23, do under 20, do under 17. Where were the competitions?
Yeah.
We know how we've been preparing for competitions.
How have they lost?
Unless the FA is saying that, okay, this is a plan for the future. If it's a plan for the future, this is a COVID fund. Why aren't you dealing with the immediate
effects
right now? And the clubs have been suffering. So at least for the fact that the clubs have had to pay players who are still on contract. The clubs already were struggling financially in the league because there were no sponsors. And they have an opportunity now. Try and give them a cushion ahead of the next season. And now, national teams, media capacity, all other, companies.
I know, George. There's one interesting thing in the FIFA release. FIFA said that where COVID-19-related losses needs have been addressed, member associations have the option of using the funds to mitigate needs within the wider football community. Have you mitigated the needs of the people who have been heavily affected first?
So FIFA are asking you in plain big English,
COVID really,
that deal with priorities
first. If you have sorted out, or if all COVID-related losses have been duly addressed, then member association, you've got the option of attending to the wider football community. Yeah. And the people who have been hugely impacted currently, as you and I speak, are the very people who have had their competition cancelled, who cannot make money week in and out like they used to, in as much as the weekend matches generate little revenue for them. Just from there's still something,
and the transfer of players,
they are still paying players for running 90 minutes, but now players are paid for doing nothing because they have contractual agreements with clubs.
Good. So I think that listeners understand that, I mean, where we are all coming from. Just to finish in 2 minutes before we move on to the next thing to get ourselves warmed up. Around the table, Roku, you've been quiet for a while. Let's have a quick vote, editorially. All of us who agree in principle that the GFA is right on even letting us know this. Say aye.
Oh, aye.
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 Okay, what am I hearing from you, Eroku and Benedict?
Oh, yeah, aye.
Okay, now for those who disagree with the GFA on giving monies to their national teams based on the argument of prioritization, say aye or nay.
Aye.
So we can confidently say that as Joy Sports, and I do agree as well, I mean, I'm host of the show, but I also agree that we don't need to give monies. And it's important that, as we speak, like I said at the top of the show, these monies, and Muftal clarified, these monies have not been disbursed yet because they've not hit the GFA's account.
Yeah.
So we have the opportunity to right the wrongs.
Mm.
So editorially, we agree at Joy Sports, and we would like to suggest to the GFA that you have put this out. Kudos to you.
Mm.
But please, go back to that drawing board, which is already full.
Yeah, by now.
make some space.
Yeah. That brain board is always in trouble.
Not just the brain board. Go into the pipeline again.
Yes, yes.
We know the pipeline is choked.
That's right.
But, you know, just
go into it. Yeah.
And re-look again at it. Because we feel that the Black Stars and things right now, I mean, competitions have been cancelled, pushed back and stuff. Okay. They don't need it right now. And so the Joy Sports editorial decision is that, please, you have done well, but not really enough.
Yeah, just 1 second, yeah. 2 minutes. I don't know how you call this in insurance. I don't know if you can insure for unforeseen losses.
Yeah, sure.
My point is that at the point where we cancelled the season, now these clubs could have made money in that space.
Yeah.
Aside the little money they'll make from the gate proceeds, remember, if football was on, you could sell players. You could make a lot of money from that.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of unforeseen revenue that they could not touch.
Yes.
That they must be compensated for.
Yeah.
So once we are done with the clubs and they are comfortable, then bring me the national teams. Then later on, let's talk about media capacity building.
Good. Uh-huh. Man, so much interest in the media.
And that has been the talk of even among the media. I mean, it's refreshing to hear this weekend. Even Asempa wanted to speak to me, but the lines were not working yesterday. That the media were or the GFA allocated what $7,000 as media capacity
and $2,000 for Galka.
For Galka,
that's why Galka feel disrespected.
You see, but you see, I don't know if anybody, or you have not spoken in a while.
Mm.
The GFA remember. Kurt, in particular, as a GFA presidential candidate, placed heavy premium on relationship with the media because he felt that the bad relationship the previous GFAs have had with the media has been a huge factor in watering down and demeaning and bastardizing the image of the FA. So he has felt that, and I mean, for most of us, he has had private engagements with us where he's felt that, you know what, this matter. If like the media know how this thing they work, like they won't say this.
They won't say that.
So I have an idea that for them as an administration, it is very dear to them. But Oriku, do you think it is important to allocate at this time $7,000 to say we are doing media capacity training? And when I asked,
like COVID.
yes, because they believe that, for example, they could have Zoom discussions on various topics to educate the media around the country on these laws, these policies,
Gary.
I'm saying.
I agree.
That's why I am asking for it.
Yeah, I agree.
Rax, have the first one.
The young man says,
"That's I, eh?"
Inchi, what you have done? Do you know the name? Ahomekukwo. You are homing from your cocoa.
I'm telling you, whom them.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
I just want to hear a comprehensive explanation as to what the responsibilities of the media would be. Me, my only concern is that I just hope there wouldn't be a conflict of interest with the GFA media and the mainstream media. Because what we might see is that they might want to keep exclusive information and draw more eyes, because obviously that is one of the way that media houses do grow in terms of, you know, prominence and credibility. So would this affect the dissemination of information into mainstream media? If it would, then I don't think it's a good idea. But if this wouldn't affect it in any way, they train their own media team and we still have information available and everything is coming out, cool. But I do not believe that's all happened. That's why I'm not really for this media, starting of a media team of the GFA and all that. I just feel like there's just so much in terms. If it was a Premier League, Ghana Premier League media team, I would understand. But for a whole GFA media team, I just feel like the umbrella that the GFA has is just too big to have one media team. What exactly would be the focus? Would it be on the Ghana Premier League, or would it be on the Division 1, Division 2? Would it be on under 23 national team? What exactly would be their niche? Or are they just there to provide information as to the administrative information of the GFA or what? So there's a lot of question marks that haven't really been answered. And to go ahead and invest 7,000 of the money in it means that maybe they have a clear idea. So
Benedict, you in particular, you've been quite interested in that. So let me let you have your go on that.
Well, for me, I think that it's far-fetched for the FA to say they are, you know, putting $7,000 in media, you know, capacity building. You don't have to build the capacity of private media houses or even public media houses to cover football in a country. I mean, most of us that we cover football in this country are well enlightened. Yes, I know that the other things that they can do in terms of maybe seminars and all that.
But yes.
To commit 7,000 is too much. I mean, if the Ghana Premier League is coming back and you say, okay, we are having a seminar to, you know, educate the media on how to go about pre and post match conferences and also, you know, some few things. Yes, that's in order because it is done elsewhere. You know, when you go for international competitions before the FIFA World Cup, before the Cup of Nations,
there are
seminars and all that. If that's what the money is meant for, then there's no problem. But at this point, there's nothing happening. And even if the league is going to start in October and you're going to do that, I think that $7,000 is too much. And also, let me make a quick point. You see, we are all talking about the allocation to the national teams and not looking at the specifics. See, there is national girls under 15. National girls under 15. Do we have national girls under 15 in this country?
No.
Do we have?
No, not that I know of.
I know of the under 15 male because Samuel, coach of Medeama, started doing some work until COVID came through. And they were even supposed to go and play WAFU under 15 tournament also. But I haven't heard national under 15. That I'll go and find out from Prosper. And also, so if you look at the money itself, $40,000 has been allocated to the national girls under 15. And even for the Black Stars, it's $17,000.
Okay, they need more. I understand.
I understand.
You give up.
Yeah, I understand. So,
and the local Black Stars, $15,000. That's for the first tranche. I mean, and so $40,000 for national under 15 girls, that we don't know much about. If it is there, then I stand to be corrected, but I know there is national under 15 male team. That's some Oboidu went around looking for players, but I don't know that of under 15 girls.
All right,
maybe the FA can also, you know, so maybe the $7,000 is part of the education on the national under 15 girls.
And other things. Fantastic. Many thanks for your time, Benedict. Many thanks for your time, Oriku, as well. Let me just use the final 2.5 minutes or so for those who missed the start of the show. We set the ball rolling by going back to Saturday's Joy Sports Link program with Nathaniel Ato, where his guests were Patrick Akoto of Medieama, who had a contrary view and largely agreed with what we were saying. This was his take on the COVID relief fund.
In Nigeria, where the NFF pays for the salaries of coaches, it stands to reason that the Nigerian Football Association can decide to use some part of the funds for national teams. But that is the same situation we have in Ghana. So you need to balance the scale. When we say we are mitigating, what are we mitigating? How are we mitigating the Black Stars, for instance, who are taking $17,000? We have been told that the state is the principal custodian of the national teams. That's the bottom line. The state of Ghana, unless the Ghana Football Association can say that there are other overhead costs that they bore that do not transcend into government.
On the other end of the spectrum was Prosper Harrison-Addo, General Secretary of the FA, who gave this insight into what they are doing.
If you go to the website of the Ghana Football Association,
sure,
the document put there has 2 pages.
Sure.
If you go to the document sent to the members, it has 2 pages. It is the second page that you have the disbursement.
Sure.
On page 1, we took pains to explain on that same document, page 1, before you see the disbursement, that the disbursement you see for national team is for camping for the national teams and overhead costs of the national teams that the GFA takes care of. We have not said, and it's not been said anyway, that we are going to pay the coach of the national team.
So him giving part of the explanation on that, you can hear the rest on subsequent bulletins. And also, don't forget that you can follow our discussion on this on our television programs in a minute. DSTV 421, we'll be having the sports today with Nathaniel Ato, going through all these and more on television. And then in the evening, Joy Sports Prime with me, 7:45 and 8:35. We'll be going through this as well. Thank you for your time, George Addo Jr. in studio. It's been a pleasure.
Always great.
And for you, the listener, we appreciate it. We read some of your comments. George, quickly, there's a comment here that says, welcome back.
Yes, welcome, Gary. I think for the
national teams.
Oh, the national teams. Okay, did I just lose my term? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Did I get it?
He says the national teams.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the national teams do not need that $17,000, though it's a football business thing. This is coming from Kwaku Lakeside.
Okay, all right. So that's about it for today. We really appreciate it. Evans Grace, I saw your comment. You said that the FIFA Ballon d'Or, if it's not happening, what happens to the UEFA Team of the Year and the FIFA Team of the Year? So this is from France Football, and the other organizations will also let us know. Don't forget that CAF have cancelled their Player of the Year award. So it's up to each organization to determine what they